Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Lightbulb Moment Show, and we are live streaming via Live Me. So shout out to all my Live Me people, and shout out to all my YouTube people, and shout out to all my people wherever else this podcast is.
Shots!
Right, exactly. Shots, exactly. So, Azania's in here.
I am in here. You just threw me off because you just never put...
VM7TV on YouTube. Okay, VM7TV. What you talk about, VM7TV? Okay, y'all, we on Live Me too, so it's like, that's by...
Oh, it's two-way. Yeah, everybody, y'all catching the audio of the two-way.
Right, exactly.
Of the two-way stream. You still threw me off because you called it the Lightbulb Moment podcast show. You've never
got... I know, it, but it's like...
Yeah, but now
it's a show. Okay, it's about music. Okay, 6464.
What kind of music you play? What kind of music?
But anyway, we got to stay focused.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I be throwing us off.
I mean, it's the first one. Right. You got to get to know your fan base.
I do.
Oh, the people that are...
He's a rapper.
Support.
Right.
Shots.
We're going to check you out.
Shots.
We're going to check you out. But yeah, y'all, today... Wait a minute, Austin, how are you doing? You good?
I'm feeling strange right now because you still called it the show.
If the Lightbulb Moment podcast?
Yeah, this is the podcast.
It's a show.
I'm good, though, man. I'm chilling. I'm feeling lovely. I'm excited. I'm elated.
Do you like the weather?
It's hot.
Okay, but it's sunny.
It is. It's good for my skin.
It's good for
mine,
too.
I didn't put any lotion on, and the humidity and the heat got my skin soft, plus the years of cocoa butter application.
You use lotion?
Yeah. I use what's cheapest on the rack at that point in time. Mm-hmm. That has a brand name.
You don't have bad skin, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I drink water.
But yeah, I see. You got a whole gallon over here.
Exactly, because hydration is key.
Where are you guys from? Well, I'm from Georgia.
I'm from Louisiana.
G-A. Oh. So, yeah.
That's some hating ass. A hating ass.
I mean, I'm supposed to not like Louisiana, I think.
No. Just the Saints, but not Louisiana. But you're not even from Atlanta, so are you really a Falcons fan?
If I'm going to claim a team, I have to claim the home state team.
And are you claiming the Falcons?
I'm not claiming the Saints.
Shade.
Well, okay, but we're going
to back to the podcast. Today, what we talking about?
We're talking about stepping outside your comfort zone.
Stepping out your comfort zone.
Right.
And why are we talking about, I don't know, because I just came up with that.
But I think... That's always a good topic because you're always going to have new comfort zones. Even if you step outside, you know, your current comfort zone, in order to grow and continue to grow, you have to always be willing to step outside your comfort zone and do new things. So I think that's always going to be a good topic.
Some people don't give two shits about, you know, stepping out their comfort zone because they don't understand the benefits of it.
Right. What are the benefits of it?
I don't really know off the top of my head. For me personally, I'm only going to speak for me. I can't speak for everybody. But growth.
What kind of advice you need, Otis TJ? What's up, Otis TJ? How to dress different and talking to females. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a topic? Oh, you know what? Let's just do the live feed topic. Okay. Let's see what they want to talk about. We're going to talk about comfort zone.
And what right should on. I do if this girl asks me if I wear Hanes or Polo or Fruit of the Loom? Ozzy, you want to take these questions?
Yeah, I can answer that question. You tell her you wear what is comfortable and cost-effective in your price range. Polo might not be cost-effective. Hanes and what was the girl asked me if I wear Hanes or Polo. Yeah, you tell her what you wear, bro. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of your briefs. This is what you rock. Okay, and make sure they box the briefs, man. Yeah.
What's wrong
with that matters briefs? More. Regular, man, that's a retro. That's some, it just don't look right. That's a corny looking shit. It's not sexy, man. Boxer briefs do it. And get the new ones that cuff the thigh, you dig?
What other brands are good, bro?
I don't know. I just wear Hanes and Fruit of the Loom.
I don't think are girls really checking for, like, the brand of underwear you wear?
Like, he's trying to troll us, but here, brothers, I will answer your questions, Otis. I don't care if
you're... I'm scared of my uncle. Why are you scared of your uncle? What the fuck?
Yes. Let's just express this why you're scared of your uncle, son.
Why are you scared of your uncle?
Is that a sign? Is that something we need to... you need to get out with a therapist?
I'm scared of my uncle, bro. My uncle tickle tortured me, bro. Yeah, tickle tortured. And he would pass gas on me. Oh my god. And my uncle gave me wedgie.
He was doing that because he was getting you. He was making you tougher. He was trying to make you tougher. With a name like Otis, you got to be tough as hell. You can't even have a name like, oh, that's an old nigga name. You
got to be tough. And my uncle gave me wedgies. He did.
That made your balls stronger. Don't play. I'm being serious. I'm being literal. The pressure on your balls from the smashing of the underwear.
So
back to comfort. See, your uncle got you out your comfort zone. I bet you're a stronger person for that reason, my friend.
Y'all who listen on YouTube or any other site, y'all, we on Live Me Too. So throughout our podcast, we also kind of like
answering random questions.
Yeah, we fuck with our Live Me audience too.
Exactly. And I don't care if it's trolling or not, I'm gonna answer that.
What should I do, bro? I'm exhausted. Oh, Chris Cross is exhausted. Sorry. But Otis wants to know what should he do about his uncle giving him wedgies.
Man, take it like a man.
Punch him in the face?
No, take it like a man.
I mean, how old? Otis grown as fuck. What if he like 35?
Then he should definitely be taking it like a man. Oh. Roll with the punches.
Do you have nephews and nieces?
Yep.
You give them wedgies?
I would.
Oh.
I don't discriminate.
What if your uncle gave you wedgies?
They did.
Oh.
I was picked on as a kid. It only made me tougher. And then you spread the love. I mean, that's society. Life is just going to pick on you. Life will give you wedgies.
That's deep.
Because that's what I do, baby.
Have y'all ever got tickled as a kid?
Yep.
Yeah. I wasn't very ticklish.
I'm immune to tickles.
Yeah.
Yep.
But many tried.
So it sounds like you traumatized. Yeah. That sounds like a real traumatic experience, my friend.
It's kind of deep.
See, but at the same time, he pulled you out your comfort zone.
Right.
And he's making you face these things.
For sure. Hey, Honey Buttercup. Honey Buttercup just joined.
That's fly, isn't it?
Right. She dope.
Exactly. Well, I bet you she's sweet. Yeah. Or he might be sweet, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not touching that. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
But
comfort zones, yeah, they help us grow, and they're so much easier to talk about than to actually. That's not funny. Otis is really trying to reach out and get some support. Also, I'm going through depression, bro.
Okay, now that's serious. What do you think the depression is stemming from?
And I lost my grandpa. Oh my gosh, this is a lot going on.
You sound like you need to vent out, bro. What's going on, man? Besides the grandfather. Man, you know what? On the grandfather, Otis, you should celebrate your grandfather's life instead of mourning in his passing. Your grandfather probably lived a full life. He did what he had to do. You are definitely part of his legacy. So for you to mourn over his passing is doing yourself an injustice. You should be celebrating the life that he had and who he is, man. Big time. As far as the depression part, man, I understand it's tough.
A lot of people deal with depression.
Man, it's because we overwhelm society. Honestly, man, go take some time out by yourself outside in the wooded area. Get some sunlight, some water, some nature. Get some nature in your life, real talk. Get some nature in your life and just become one with nature. That might get you out your space.
He wants to get the day he died tatted on his chest. I mean, if you want to.
Is that anything? I can't knock it because I got Katrina tattooed on my elbow, and that was one of the biggest changes and one of the biggest experiences in my life. But, you know, that may be something, you know, if you want to do it in memory of your father or your grandfather, and as you gotta understand, though, that's gonna be on you forever, so he's gonna always be thinking about that. That's a memory you keeping with you.
Right, yeah.
So that got deep real quick.
It did.
Honestly, don't do the date.
Why?
Don't do the date. Do something that is more symbolic of who he is as a person.
Oh, okay, so.
So, like, if he was in the military, maybe a veteran symbol, whatever, his veteran.
But what's wrong with doing the date? Is it too cliche?
It's cliche.
Okay.
It's cliche. And it would probably mean more. You always think about the day he died versus thinking about him as the individual.
Okay. Think about his accolades and stuff like that.
See, he was a veteran, right? So there you go. You got a whole lot you could go off. You know what I'm saying? Do something more to the memory of him, not the day that he died. If you do the day he died, it's more focusing on his death. You want to focus on his memory and his life and who he is.
Right. Oh, that's dope.
This is dope. I like this.
I told y'all. I've been telling... No, I haven't. But I did say something about Live Me. And I am still learning it, too. So, yeah, that's what's up, though.
I don't even know how to get back on the topic of comfort. Because this has... But this is dope because this is another example. This is new. This is pulling me out of my comfort zone. I'm having to learn how to do that with video game streaming. Because you gotta stay in tune with the people who are watching you.
Right.
And when they pop on and ask you questions, you know, you may have a focus while you're playing this game, but you have to engage them also.
You know what comfort zones all also are? It's about not being lazy. Because it's like, you get so comfortable and lazy and you don't feel like doing shit.
Man, that's easier said than done, though.
I know, but still, it's like... Getting out of your comfort zone, period, is easier said than done.
Yeah, you got to be willing to challenge yourself and try something new.
I know, but it's like when you lazy, you don't feel like it.
When you lazy, you feel like doing anything.
I know, and you have to get out your comfort zone.
I did have a point I wanted to make with it. I think one of the biggest things is trying to find people who are doing something that you don't usually do.
Yeah.
We have a tendency to gravitate to people trying to... We want to look for somebody on the same page as us and doing the same thing. I've met several people in the past year who have pulled me out of my comfort zone by making me have experiences that I wouldn't have necessarily gone for. Like, honestly, this podcast I had to get out of my comfort zone.
Oh, really? This took you out your comfort zone?
This took me because, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I've never done radio. I've never done any audio. I've never recorded myself in this manner. Mm-hmm. So if it made me look at myself in a different way. What else? I know this is going to be, I mean, you know this already, but even working at the airport in a predominantly...
nigga environment? A gay environment?
No, I don't want to say gay.
LGBT? Q. Homosexual?
Yeah. LGBTQ.
I'm pretty sure people...
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be politically correct. But and not just male, but male and female, you know what I'm saying? A mixed environment. That took a while to get used to. And I have a newfound appreciation, I'm not saying appreciation, I'm saying understanding of that lifestyle.
I feel you.
Instead of just condemning it or criticizing it because I don't understand it.
Right.
And then that's forcing me to step out and look at more people like that. So instead of looking at this white man and saying, why is he prejudiced to him? Supposed to be, why is he uncomfortable? Where does his comfort zone? What makes him think like that instead of saying he's just a racist ass bastard?
Right. I'm trying to think of... I'm pretty comfortable right now. Well, I am and I'm not. I'm not comfortable financially.
Right.
So, there is friction in that area of my life. But I don't...
Like, I don't mean to cut you off. I feel like we should have some chains and shit, so we should be flashing.
It's things we can do, though, that can, like, make things drop and stuff.
Shut up. They got, like, a button or something?
Yeah.
All right, we'll fuck with that later on, though.
But yeah, I do feel like it's like I'm comfortable. That's why sometimes what I said about the lazy thing. I don't know if it's laziness. What's up, Sharvin Miami boy? Got me a thumbs up. Appreciate that thumbs up, Sharvin Miami. What's good? But I don't know if it's laziness, but it's like...
Oh. I just want to see what that did.
Okay. I don't know if it's laziness, but it's something, I don't know, that's in the way. I don't know what it is.
Lack of motivation, man.
It's like motivation. But I do have motivation. I thought I did. I don't have
much drive. I used to. Drive.
I used to have way more. It's like you run out of it. Maybe I need
You do, man. I watch some shit on that. Right. YouTube University is a beast.
It is. You can learn anything. You can learn. Shit, you could be a lawyer.
University is the shit, son. Right, niggas gonna stop paying for university. Right, shit. You watch YouTube for what, 3.5 years straight on the same topics, and then start researching.
Culture as fuck.
Exactly, my G. But YouTube is saying that, like, as we get older, it's a endorphin or something in your body that you wear out, that you run out of, that children, you have abundance of as a child.
Especially when I was in my 20s.
Yes.
Ian Cockery, thanks for the diamond. Oh, the diamond's coming in. Oh, shit. Shout out to Ian Cockery. Oh, Corkery. Ooh, Not cock, but cork. My bad.
Yeah, you need glasses. That's because you got the tint down too long on the screen. You can't see it from a distance, you dig?
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Oh, they had little hearts going up the side too, you hear me? Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Oh, the accent just came out, you hear me?
Stop it. But, yeah. But, yeah, that has to be true, because in my 20s, I was just so like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Like, I'm signing up for this. But now I'm just like.
30 what?
3.
Oh, yeah, that's too early. It's actually 35. Nigga, yeah, you need to work on that. You better get some roughage, energy based roughage in that bitch.
So, I don't know. When I get off work, I be tired.
Yeah, man. But that, I feel like that's lifestyle, man. That's your lifestyle. Meaning, like, your regiment, your discipline. Like, I know you good at getting up at a set time.
But then I'll be working out, too. Doing? I work out.
Okay, see, right. So you're supposed to be tired when you get home.
I don't know. I just feel like I lost my drive or my energy or something. But I still want to do so much.
And that's that get up. That,
yeah.
That ready, fire, aim. You just got to get up and do it and adjust your aim as you move. I'm snatching that from the podcast seminar thing that I went to. Not the seminar, but the meeting. That's what they said, man. A lot of the times we want to aim and have a set trajectory and know where we're going. And sometimes it just requires you to just fire. Get up, go, do it. Right. And then just as you move it. And you're doing it,
you're
adjusting your aim correctly.
Right, because...
Because I overthink it, man.
Don't let me overthink.
Yes.
Be planning, reading all type of books, watching all type of YouTube videos.
Yes.
Don't let me lay in the bed.
And then you discourage yourself after that because you overthink the situation.
Right. It's like I want to. And it's like I know these things. I know that if you wait for perfection, you'll never start. I know.
Yes.
And it's like now that I'm starting to watch even more videos. They're just refreshers for me. I already know these things. So maybe I just
need... It's reinforcement.
It is reinforcement.
If you hear it enough times, it'll stick.
Right.
And then eventually you don't even have to second guess it, or it'll become part of your everyday thought process. And you're like, in the past week, after I went to the doctor and I got that reinforcement that I needed and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What it is?
Waleed Bello. What up, Waleed Bello? Your name cool.
I just got in my mind that I'm going to get up and go and go. And even if I do fuck up one day, the next day I'm going to try harder.
Right.
And that shit sounds so cliche. But until you start doing it, it makes more sense until you start. It's like anything, man. Somebody can tell you about it, but until you experience it,
right.
It's a whole nother ball game.
And so, I think a lot of times... We're so smart. We just don't use our intelligence.
We don't. Because we don't take time.
That, and I think we know a lot of the answers to our own questions.
I don't think we know the answer. Okay, if we do know them, we don't trust them.
Yeah.
We don't really want to give in to it because the truth is scary sometimes.
Right.
You're the one who told me, man, before you do anything, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to look at yourself
and
tell yourself the truth.
That's true.
That's the realest shit you ever said to me.
Oh.
It's like, this nigga dropping jewels, son. He dropping diamonds. Dropping diamonds, rubies and shit. Yeah. I hope Otis
is Ruby, that's good, my grandma's name.
Word. I hope Otis is straight, bro. I hope that helps.
Shout out to Otis.
Yeah, man. I really do.
I'm going to follow him when we get done.
I'm put you in my prayers, man.
Yeah, for real.
Wish you the best of luck.
For real, for real. Why do you think so many people deal with depression? I know a lot of people.
At this point in time, this day and time, I think it is partially our diets. I also think it's the amount of information that we're bombarded with. I think we're in cerebral overload.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're trying to process way too much stuff. The more I talk to individuals, it goes back to the sleep situation. A lot of individuals are sleep deprived. The average person is probably not getting the sufficient amount of good
sleep. Affects depression?
Mm-hmm. The up and downs. Mm-hmm. Your brain, not giving your brain enough time to process information. You're not having enough rest, so you're kind of delirious. You already know if you get less than 5 hours of good sleep, that's like being under the influence. So you're walking around in an inebriated state most of the time, and it's like a crash. I don't know if you ever been on something and then you just crash like a sugar high. And then you start crashing.
Especially at work.
Right. And when it's over, you're grumpy, you sad, right. You agitated, you tired, you feel a certain kind of way, and your body don't feel right.
Problem repeater has joined. broadcast, Problem Repeater. Shout out to Problem Repeater. But that's crazy. Yeah,
that's why I mean when you start looking at, see, I feel like we in the box, we in the inside of the box looking out, trying to figure out why, versus taking a step outside of the box, outside of your comfort zone.
Right.
And then looking at the overall big picture. It's like a jigsaw. We're looking at each individual piece, trying to figure out its relevance, instead of looking at the overall picture that each piece is make up.
Yeah. It's just, I know one person. This person is like, they suffer from depression, but they work like overtime. They're mm-hmm. getting like a doctrine's. They
overload,
two kids, single parent. It's like,
overload.
I think sometimes we've been taught and we see people doing so much that we don't know when to.
You feel like you should be doing, yeah, doing.
Feel like you should be topping yourself in everything that you do, to the point where it starts to affect your mental health.
It's called like FOLO, fear of being left out or something, yeah. out. Fear. And yeah, we just feel like you see everybody else's bar and you want to match their bar.
Even if that's not even really their bar.
Right.
It's a lot of fake bars around here.
Right, man. You trying to pursue something a lot. We get, man, especially in the social media era. Right. You didn't know what everybody and their mama was doing. You didn't know everything every celebrity was doing unless it was kind of just put out there or you researched it. Now you know every step of every individual, your friends. You have to always look lovely. You have to always be this way. You know what I'm saying? You know everything. And then you've been bombarded with the chaotic issues of the world. You see more violence on the internet and on television than we ever saw before. It's just a lot of shit that's programming your brain, man.
Right.
It's programming.
It's a lot of dark energy being
broadcast. Yeah, man. And ain't nobody taking time to sit still and just release or find some pipe. When we do, we release in that we engulf ourselves in something like streaming, binge watching TV, right. Eating, smoking.
We don't really release, we escape.
The fuck are you talking
light
about?
Bulb moment.
Right, light bulb. We don't release, we escape.
Right.
Ooh. Man, we need to start writing and putting these big posts and our own quotes and shit, man.
Right, I'm just saying.
When it comes to us. Ugh, that's so nasty. Sure. That shit stank. It just made the whole room just.
What?
We don't release, we escape. That's
don't
exactly what we do.
Like, we just...
We look for something to take our minds off of the bullshit, right. That's going on, yeah. Man. And that shit leads to depression. And it's because we're scared to step out of our comfort zone and try something different, man.
It's almost like a vacation where you don't get no rest. I hate vacation. Like, that was cool when you was young. But I remember one vacation I went on. I was like, look. I told my friends, like, look. I know we want to turn up and be lit and stuff, but one of these days
we need to get some rest.
I might have to be like chilling.
My G,
like
I was exhausted going to New Orleans because everybody was like, "How was your vacation?" And it wasn't a vacation. Right. I didn't get no rest.
Like I need some
right downtime,
some zen.
We time. All need downtime. Don't nobody take downtime no more.
Right, I ain't trying to wake up and do shots. I still did it, but you know. Because then when you drink that alcohol, your body has to recover.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, it's basic rules of life for us to survive. I mean, the average person does not practice it. I'm telling you, when I went to New Orleans, man, it made perfect sense when I got back home. Why would people have the mentality and they function the way they do? It's lack of diet, poor eating, no sleep, so on and so forth, man. And they don't offer any alternative to that lifestyle unless you're going to go extreme vegan. You're going to be extremely healthy, you're going to be extremely fat and sloppy and lazy and poor.
Right.
That's your options. There's no medium. There's no in between.
Right.
It's all about balance, baby.
Balance is good.
How long have we been going?
We're on 24 minutes.
That's not bad.
This was cool.
This was cool. I like that. We ain't getting no more hits, though.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of followers yet.
It's cool. We're going to work on that, bro. Yeah. We're going to start inviting people. Oh, that's forehead. That's the zoom in. That's the forehead zoom in. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to work on your lighting on the thing, too.
On here? On my screen? Or is
the screen. I can't. Yeah, because I can't see everything that's being posted.
Okay, well, we can just do that.
Like I know this. I got closer to that microphone. Or that bitch is going to be like, hold up.
It's going to be real.
Weird. Yeah, see, that's better. See?
Oh, we look bright. We
got squinting and shit. That's cool.
I like looking bright. Yeah, that's cool.
I like looking bright too. I don't want to look like an idiot.
Come on, complexion?
See?
Come through.
Yeah. I said I'm going to stop doing that. I said I'm going to stop doing that.
Oh.
You gotta stop. Bitch. Yes.
You know you enjoy doing it.
I do.
It's your favorite pastime. It is. You know it is.
Yes, bitch. Because people respond to the energy better. I've tested it way too many times, bro. It works. No, I like this, man. Well.
You have a great internet connection. Okay. But yeah, I still gotta learn more stuff about it because right now, y'all, we talking about LabMe for those who aren't on LabMe.
Fucks with it.
Like I said, it's new and you can like still do a lot of stuff because you know, Facebook ain't bought it yet or some shit. You know, eventually the apps get all corporate.
You sure this ain't a Facebook product?
It might be soon.
Hey, one check that shit. Facebook own everything. I'm gonna find out for us, Irv.
Okay.
So what you got going on with your other podcast?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you besides podcasting?
Besides podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
So besides Will?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think I'm trying to get back in the studio. I went last week. It was fine. But I ain't going back, though.
You write music?
Huh?
You still writing?
Oh, yeah. I always write. In my head. But that counts. It does count.
How do you find the information? Like, when you come up with a song, do you remember the lyrics after you write it for the exact song?
But sometimes I, like, record it on my phone or I, like, just write enough. What I do is I do enough for me to remember the rhythm of it.
So it's more about the rhythm than the lyrical content?
Yeah. You get the rhythm first, for me.
No, I mean, listen, anyways. I don't know. I ain't a musician. I would love to sit and watch musicians make music. That's like one of my new. I want to get into space because my comfort zone was being in a bubble in my own space. So to move out my space, I feel like what would help me to grow and become better is I want to be around people who are creating, not just one form of art, but every like music.
Oh, okay, oh, you painting. Come to the studios with me one day.
Yeah, like next I time be I go, I'll let you know. Creating stuff because I'm not around anybody creating, and I'm a creator.
Right.
So I'm moving. I'm stagnant right now.
Right. So next time I go, I went this week. I'm not going next week, and I probably won't go the week after that. But next time I go, I'll let you know. Cause this week I'm gonna work because I'm going out of town.
But I'm giving you a cynical face since you say I'm gonna tell you when I go, but I'm not going this week. I'm not going next week. I'm not going week after.
It's going to be on a Monday because that's my off day.
Okay, I'm going to have to figure out. We got to figure something else out then because I work on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
But it's all good. Oh. But we're getting off topic and it's getting late and we've read enough. This is the end of our session, our podcast. I appreciate y'all listening. I'm Awesome Nia, Asania, Asi Baby, a.k.a. The One Son.
And I'm Deshaun Dedon. DeshaunDuron. All of my podcasting and handles and everything is in my bio. So y'all go to my bio and
check us out.
Click.
And you can find Lightbulb Moment on Instagram also. And we trying to get this shit together to make it more professional. So expect more content from us. And we just moving forward and y'all be good. Have a nice day. Bye. Peace out.